Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, be safe out there. Bob's got some commute times for you.
Oh, my God. This comes from Nick Vassos over at...
My guy, Nicky B.
At Fox 4. Okay, so right now, southbound I-29 from 152 Highway to downtown will take you about 28 minutes to get in today.
Let's okay, put the local news on. We don't need good morning
for now. No, we really don't. Westbound I-70 from 7 Highway to downtown will take you a cool 54 minutes to get in. Mm. And then if you're coming from Olathe out in, by Santa Fe on I-35 to downtown will take you 81 minutes to get in today. Ooh. So we've got some commute times going on right now. So if you're out and about today, just go home. I mean, I hate to tell you, but
later.
I was telling you guys last night, this reminds me of that deal like 12 years ago where it started raining right in the middle of the show. And by the time we got home, it took like 3 hours to get home because Metcalf was a mess and whatnot. And they like decided like halfway through the commute to school, to cancel school. So everybody was turning around. I mean, it was a disaster out there right now. It looks like it on TV right now. We got two fire trucks with a closed interstate up here on Fox 4. I wish I knew exactly where that was, but that looks awful. So there's a lot going on out there, man. It's just a mess right now.
Ugh.
Were we not ready for this? I felt like people have been talking about this for a good week now.
Well, we just didn't know.
I honestly wouldn't have known had you guys not texted anything about it, but you guys are my weather notifications.
Oh, so. That's because we're old. Yeah, when you're young, you don't look at the weather. The weather.
You know how my night goes.
I spared you yesterday. I was going to send you the 10-day forecast screenshot yesterday. Lord. I'm like, I'm not going to ruin Dusty's last day of break by sending the 10-day of,
My night every night, man, I'm telling you. Jeopardy. 6 o'clock local news. No. Wheel of Fortune, 6:30. And then if it's a... Yeah. And if there's a sporting event, that looks like the Thanksgiving traffic photo that you see from California.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that like the stock photo. It's gotten quicker now. It's only 79 minutes now from Santa Fe to downtown. So it's picking up a little bit.
Oh, my. It's dissipated.
Yeah, it's really dissipated today. How many salespeople you think are rolling into this place today?
You know, to be fair, Amy, you park wherever the hell you want
today. Yeah, today. Amy, please stay home.
Yes, please.
Why is there all this accidents out there? Amy came out today and drove. So, Amy, please be careful.
Lee Summit to Leawood is a cool 1 hour drive.
Oh, no.
913 said took me an hour to get from 80th and Metcalf to Lee Summit.
Oh, that's a kick in my sack twice.
Oh, God.
What is happening?
Currently sitting on 71 northbound just south of the triangle. Current commute time is 71 minutes.
That's straight in Lee Summit territory.
What do
guys?
You do at that point in time? Honest to God, if you're sitting out here right now.
I guess
now,
I'll stay the night with Junior.
Yeah. Like, what do you do?
Looks like we're spooning on the couch. Who are
do you?
Do
you just go home?
Yeah. Who are you? Same question. Who are you? Now we got Luigi on TV. Well, that went from weather to Luigi. By the way, Mac, if you want a deep cut, Santa Fe by Devoted.
Okay.
That's a song you need to listen. I'll share it to you guys.
Devoted. Okay.
Yeah, Devoted Santa Fe. Great Sweet. Song. We were talking earlier on the other side. We'll get to Josh Cleaner here in a couple minutes.
Yeah.
No blame to Veach. According, it's Andy Reid.
Well, Andy,
who's drafting the players to put him in this situation? Like, they brought back Nick Bolton. I don't hate that move.
Yeah, I didn't hate that
But that's
move.
A move they brought back. Kareem Hunt, they brought him back.
I think we have to look at him when the moves were made. Were you happy when the moves were made? And I don't think anybody was saying, don't bring back Bolton, bring back Kareem for one more year. You did not want Bolton to come back?
Definitely I didn't want not. Hunt back.
Yeah,
but I wanted them to draft. I mean, Monday morning in New Orleans in that small little studio, I was like, draft a running back.
Go
get
no,
somebody
yeah.
that can be a skill set guy. I know that they're not just there to be picked off trees as like third baseman were back in the day to Ned.
Right.
But again, like somebody. And they went and got Breshard Smith, and we were excited because he was a seventh round pick that could be.
Mm-hmm.
We don't see him.
Right.
And it's like, well, then what was the point?
Right. And then they signed the kid Elijah Mitchell. Don't see him whatsoever.
Javonte Williams making $500,000 more, and so, he's top 10 in rushing.
Let me ask you this, and I just thought of this. This is no information. I'm just going to make up this hypothetical as we speak. What if Brett went rogue and went and got these running backs to give to Andy to make sure he uses them? And he's like, I'm not using them. I mean, I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there, because why would you go out and sign a $10 million running back and not even give the guy an opportunity?
The question with this team of why players don't get played and why are some guys sticking around that aren't getting to, it is a question that we've had since Andy Reid's been here. It is really, really confounding. I don't understand it. We've got rookies that stick around on the bench for 2 or 3 years, don't really ever see the field. You can't blame that all on Brett Veach. You're right. But at some point, they have got to get on the same page.
They
got to
get on the same page. And you're right 1,000% about
that. And
that
is on Brett Veach and Andy Reid. That's on both.
It seems like there may have been a little bit of a disconnect based on the players that were acquired and the playing time that we're seeing for those players.
And I think the disconnect's also with Andy and Patrick.
I think there's a disconnect there, too.
Because I think at some point, you got to be like, hey, I can do this. I know what I'm doing. It's like, your kids are going to get older. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that's the way life works.
It's hard, though.
And they're like, Dad, I don't need you to tell me that. You're like, you're right. But it's also going to be like, when are you going to realize that you don't? Like, when you're like, hey, remember.
You realize it, but you can't help yourself.
Right.
Too.
Like, today you're going to be like, hey, don't hit your brakes. Like, just drive slow. You can do that. They're young. They're learning.
Oh, I'm picking them up after school. They're not driving.
Smart move. But when they're 30, you're not going to be like, hey, remember, just shut up, Dad.
I know. It's funny you bring that up, because I think about that all the time. Like, my mother has always said she never stops worrying, and she doesn't, because she hears snow in Kansas. Oh, my God, are you going to be okay? And I'm 50 almost, right? 49 in April. And so it just never stops worry. You're always there to be that parent if you do it the right way, right? I'm sure your dad worried about you every morning driving to work today.
But your input is not always necessary, if that makes sense. Yes, your worry is 100% always there. Your input is not always necessary, because time has changed. Things have evolved. Mm-hmm. Situations around them have been different. Maybe they have a husband now that's going to worry for them and get them to work and do all that sort of stuff. That's no longer your issue.
Right.
And I think you could see that when it comes to maybe Veach and Andy, and maybe it comes to Mahomes and Andy as well. But let's get to somebody that told us both to go F ourselves, and Josh Klingler.
He's traded sleep for tennis elbow and Bob for high school kids.
That's John Klinger.
But he's still the best in the business down there on the sidelines.
Let's go to the sideline. There's Josh Klinger.
It's Watson. Yeah, twice tonight. Justin Watson gets the big play. Jalen Watson gets the big play.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network sideline reporter Josh Klinger with Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Watson, yes!
More like Wiley, on a 3rd and 4 out of nowhere. We are now joined with the sideline reporter for the Chiefs Radio Network, Josh Klingler. Boy, you look out your window today and go, that sucks to be those guys.
Well, hopefully you were already there before it started snowing.
I mean, for the first time in history, and you know this all too well, it always snows between the hours of like midnight and 4 a.m., and then everybody else gets to reap the benefits of the cleared roads. Today, we walked in smelling like a rose, and everybody else has got to worry about it.
But I reminded him, Josh, of that day like 12 years ago where this happened, and it took us 3 hours to get home, too.
Yeah, just don't take 35. I think it's usually the take the side roads.
Yeah, well, if we can. So we were talking about disconnect and you know, like, if this team doesn't make the playoffs, who's to blame and all that kind of stuff. What happened this year, man? Why are they 6-6?
Yeah, that's a very good question.
Thank you.
And then, yeah, boy, I miss that.
No, you don't.
You know, a part of me says, did you try to put the band back together one too many years? Because this is really the first time where they didn't really move on from anybody, right? So, you know, you gave contracts to people to keep the band together, and we'll see maybe long-term if that's going to be the right move or not. But then the rest of it is still baffling, because it's a really talented team. I mean, this is the most talent they probably had on offense. Defensively, you know, there's only a couple things I would probably tweak in the draft, you know, that looks like this is kind of what you need to make it a little bit better. It looks like, you know, the plays they're running are typical Chiefs plays, right? There's some flair when maybe you don't always want it, but it's there, it's varied. You know, I think Danan Hughes would say that they've become a little bit predictable maybe in play calling this year or formations this year that's made them a little bit easier to read. But other than that, you just, yeah, you kind of wonder what the heck went wrong, because there's not a lack of fight. There's not a lack of cohesion. It's just that, you know, they're not getting bounces and they're not winning close games. And suddenly I'm in a really quiet locker room on a Thursday in Dallas where it seems as if reality has set in and they're saying, uh-oh, this may be real. This might not be a playoff season. So not sure where it all went wrong, but, you know, they're not eliminated yet. I don't think they're going to play like they're, you know, eliminated, but also, you know, to ask this team to go out and win five in a row when it looks like they've had trouble winning, you know, back-to-back games for the most part this season looks like quite a bit of a stretch.
Kling, I'm not going to say that it's the reason, but I do think there is reason of it, which is a lot of people, we and I know you've seen it a lot, the name Eric Bieniemy, right? We understand that name. We know who that is. Is there something missing with what he did have that was kind of positive, which was a red ass on this team, somebody that can really get into people's kitchen and really try to tell them what to do when they need to do it? Because it feels like when things don't go right, it's whatever, somebody pouts on the sideline, but there's not that guy, at least that I have noticed, that's gotten in the ass of these players when things are going bad.
Yeah, I don't know. That's hard to tell. I would say everybody felt like Eric Bieniemy made you accountable to run the football, right? Because he had a running back background. Well, I don't think that there are people on that offensive staff that are asking them to run the football. You know what I mean? It's not like there's no one saying, oh, well, we need a guy that comes here that says run the football. I know that's happening, but it's hard to tell otherwise because, yeah, I mean, it's a different – Andy Reid has a lot of trust in his players, right? And so – he's got more of the feel of don't disappoint your dad than I'm going to yell at you. But I know that if he does, let's say, bring you to the principal's office, he'll get after you. So, you know, whether or not that's been happening, I don't know. Whether or not this team needs it, I mean, I don't think every team needs a yell. You know, I don't know that every team is motivated or every person is motivated by someone that yells at you. But whatever the dynamic is this year, I guess it's fair to open up the kind of the can of everything and see, you know, what went wrong, because this could be a very, very talented team that's got plenty of talent, that might not be in the playoffs. I mean, I don't know about you guys. Mm-hmm. I'm watching around the NFL yesterday and I'm going, Chiefs are better than this team. You know, like how is that team 8-3 or 8-4? You know, you're going, what's going on? Watching Denver still. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know they have a very good defense, but I'm watching Denver still and I'm going, are you kidding me? How are you not in the race with Denver? So there's going to be a lot of questions. I don't think they're to that point yet. I know everybody else is probably to that point yet. They've got five games to go and they're probably thinking about how do you win that first one and try to reel off a win streak. But there's going to be some hard questions after this season, especially if they indeed are, you know, eliminated before the season is over.
So what do you think that hardest question is, though, Josh? Because as we're talking through all of this and we have these conversations, and somebody had asked me the other day, what do you think the Chiefs, why are they 6-6? I'm like, God, it's penalties, it's bad turnovers. Like, to me, it all starts with Andy Reid. It just doesn't feel like a well-coached, well-disciplined, held-accountable team this year.
Yeah, I mean, penalties to me, yeah, that falls, you know. There are those games where you look and you're like, man, there were a lot of flags like two games ago. And you go, well, that crew is bad. Okay. Yes. This week, I mean, I'm not blaming referees at all this week. I'm like, the Chiefs defense oftentimes plays kind of handsy football. Right. And so if you're going to get pass interference against two big receivers because you have your hands on them, some days that's going to get called. I think the offensive ones still are the most frustrating because they have been just absolute, at times, drive killers. Or you put Patrick Mahomes in a situation where he's got to dig you out a big bridge on a third down. Those are lack of discipline. And so, yeah, that I think that goes straight to, you know, maybe not holding people accountable in practice even. That you got to get stuff on your P's and Q's. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I still think I don't know finances. I don't understand NFL finances. I will never be able to understand NFL finances, but I do worry as well. Have they overspent some places that are going to turn around and bite them at some point? Or is it just still free money and you can just spend wherever you want, because spending on the interior of the offensive line, is that going to bite you? Not having Trent McDuffie signed, is that going to bite you? Maybe spending at other positions where they aren't premium positions. I love Nick Bolton. I think Spags loves Nick Bolton. Is middle linebacker one you spend a lot of money on too? Are those decisions going to come back to haunt them when they need to be spending at other more dire positions down the road? We'll see.
Kling, when you look at this team at week, what is it, 14 now, what's been the biggest disappointment?
Well, I think it's not being able to put together kind of, you know, multiple wins and get on a win streak, because we've seen Andy Reid teams get on win streaks, right? I just think that the sense of urgency did not kick in maybe fast enough. Not to say you have to panic when you're, you know, 3-4 or whatever, but I think there was always a we'll get to it. We'll get back to it. I think there was a sense of that when they got, you know, to 5-5, like it'll be fine. Got 6-5. Okay, we'll be fine. And then I thought it was super quiet Thursday after the game, guys. And there was like two losses ago, I felt like there was a guys stick together. We got this. I thought it was just super quiet the other day. And I thought, ooh, is reality setting in? Like, are they realizing, oh, we're in a whole world of trouble now at 6-6. We can't talk our way out of this one now. So I think it maybe is, maybe it was a sense of urgency didn't kick in soon enough, and they maybe didn't believe – they believed they were good, and they didn't believe their record, which I think I did too. Mm-hmm. I think I looked at this team and said, I know their record is this. I can't make excuses for their record, but this is a talented team. They're going to figure it out. They're going to put it together, and maybe that switch couldn't be flipped soon enough.
Yeah, I think we were all in that mindset. Record doesn't matter. They'll be fine. They're going to be able to turn this thing on. And then they never had, because it continued to be the same thing every single day. You know, turnover, penalties, drive killers, all of that kind of stuff that we have seen over the years with this team that they've been able to overcome. They're not able to overcome it right now. But also, you know, you mentioned the finances of the NFL. They spent $10 million on this Elijah Mitchell. I mean, I've done more for this team this year than he has. And why did they spend that money on him if they weren't going to use him?
I don't know if they got to camp and he wasn't, you know, I think that they play the people that are the best. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm not a conspiracy person that says they're burying somebody, because I think they put the pecking order out. Right.
Yep.
And they don't believe he's any better than any of the guys that have been playing. So I think it's there, but yeah, that's a miss. Christian Fulton's probably a miss as well in that regard. Maybe you didn't know Noel Williams would give you enough, where you had enough at defensive back. Cause a lot of times I think you don't have enough at defensive back. Like I'd have again, a guy waiting while you have a guy waiting
right
at DB most years. But yeah, a couple of misses in that regard, were costly. Those, I mean, I think you have misses in free agency every once in a while, but those seem to be like, those were kind of dings that he didn't do anything to help you. Elijah Mitchell's been active, what, one game, and then deactivated the next, and feels like he's not anywhere close to being able to help you. So some misses in that regard. Look, they've had some hits too. Before the injury, Josh Simmons certainly looked like he was well on his way to being, being a guy that's going to help you and really probably help your finances too, if you can get a cheap left tackle for 5 years. But some other spots where you're like, boy, they might have. Who knows about Jalen Moore too? Maybe you overspent for Jalen Moore when you got Josh Simmons is able to play. I don't know. You're gonna need every offensive lineman though this week. So
anybody
you got on board this week is gonna need to be ready, because that thing turned bad in a hurry.
Kling, in your heart of hearts, last one for you. Who's back more likely for you next year, Chris Jones or Travis Kelce?
Chris Jones.
Okay.
You think this? I wouldn't be shocked if both of them were.
Okay.
But I think Chris Jones is back for sure. So I think Kelce's an interesting one too, because, you know, who's to say, no, don't come back. He's your leading receiver, right? So who's to say, no, don't come back. But I don't know what the finances are going to be. Were you in any way, shape or form allocating for a veteran pass catcher who definitely demands a very solid salary for next season? Was that part of your, you're planning ahead for next year. I don't know. So how do you accommodate if he does come back? That may be a bad question for the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Chiefs, if they were absolutely planning on him being done. But I will say Jones back, and then I will say, Kelsey probably up to him, and they'll make it work if he wants to.
Yeah. Right. Well, we appreciate the time, Kling. Enjoy the warmth of the house today as you watch everybody else struggle on these roads.
Hey, we have five more games. Come on. Come on. Who's with me? Five more.
Okay. That's Josh Klingler there for
you. Was it over in the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no, it wasn't.
That's right.
And it ain't over now. Yeah, but they have 10 penalties a game and 3 turnovers. Yeah, that's not going to cut it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.